Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself, come by one of our locations, or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
We welcome you to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kits 101.7. We are at the break of this girls' semifinal game here in the first Arkansas Bell Bonds Tournament. Mountain Home and Watson Chapel knotted up at 24-all. We'll look over some of our numbers in a moment, but right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, I know, you and I were talking about it a little yesterday, and I'm not going to get too much since we talked a lot about the game last night against Hamburg. But it was a little tough getting the legs, going pretty much. But I don't think that'll be probably too much of an issue tonight.
Oh well, I hope not, Matt. Yeah. We're the kind of the physical makeup of our team. Ideally, we're not a back-to-back type team, and we're certainly not a back-to-back-to-back. And really, that's where our four losses have come this year in these three-game-in-a-row tournaments. We're a really physical team. We got some big guys, but also our guards are really physical. When you look at Wyatt, he's in great shape, but he hits the floor so much, he gets as beat up as anybody on a single night. So, recovery is going to be huge. But I hope you're right, because last night we really struggled in that first half, getting our legs underneath us, and hopefully we'll come out and play better. We're at home, so that always helps, give us a little bit. But it's going to be real similar to last night's game plan. We're going to have to keep these guys off the boards, not let them run in transition. I got a great rim protector, guys that can get to the rack. They do several different things defensively versus kind of what we saw versus Hamburg last night. They'll man you, they'll trap out of that zone, they'll full court press, pressure you man to man, half court. So, a lot of things that we got to be ready, and it's kind of been a few weeks since I felt like we've had a really great quality practice, always kind of catching up on these tournaments. So there'll be a few things that we're probably a little rusty on, especially, going against a zone, but. Regardless, I expect our guys to be ready and ready to compete for four quarters tonight.
You mentioned that, preparing for these back-to-back games, how do you do it? Do you just mainly just kind of do a walkthrough in the morning?
Yes. Well, actually, with our guys, we bring them in a little bit later because some of our guys will have to stay, and I don't really want them up here at the gym all day long.
Yeah.
So we let them sleep in and get some rest, get a good lunch in them, and then we bring them up here a few hours earlier before they play. And a lot of us just kind of walk through talking about personnel stuff, our matchups, really kind of walking through versus what we know they're going to do defensively. It's really kind of a lot of talk and game planning. Generally, we got a couple of days to do that in a conference schedule, so it's kind of a shortened version. We want to just get them get some shots up, but mainly – just kind of covering over the things that we need to cover. We're not going to be able to kind of break down and how to defend all their sets and all that. But, Junction doesn't really run a lot of sets. Offensively, they're a five-out, get downhill, or they're a four-out, one-in, a lot of dribble-drive stuff. So, as far as that kind of stuff goes, they're going to be the most athletic team that we've faced on our schedule so far and what we really need to see before we go to Jonesboro or even Russellville here. A little over a week. So it'll be a good test for us tonight, but I imagine we'll be prepared. I imagine we'll come out ready to roll tonight.
How much of an advantage do you think it is? Because they don't have a whole lot of game experience because they started a lot later than everyone else because
Absolutely.
Their football team went all the way to the state championship game.
Yes, and this is – you know, Junction will be they'll be up there in 2A this year. You know, they had a great run in football, but that, you know, every sport that Junction does are really good at it. Yeah. Boys athletics, they're always competing for a state championship in football. Every 3 years, you'll see them competing for a state championship in basketball and baseball. Uh-huh. So it's really, really a sports-minded community. He's got a lot of returners from a state tournament team last year. They are going to be good, but I imagine he's just kind of using this time to kind of fill out his team. And he'll be hitting on a different cylinder, I would imagine, you know, mid-January. But regardless, these guys know how to compete and they know how to win because that's what Junction City does.
Josh, good luck tonight.
Thank you, Matt. You know, we're here at halftime, man. We're in a slobber knocker of a girls' game, but, you know, this is, you're looking at two of the premier girls programs in the state, and you're looking
at two well-coached teams.
Absolutely, two of the best girls coaches in the game. So this has been enjoyable first half. If you're not out there, I invite you to come support our girls, finish this thing out in the second half, and support our boys as we take on Junction City.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks for all you do. Go Bombers.
You bet. Go Bombers. That is Mount Tom Boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check our halftime numbers in just a moment. Our score, Mount Tom and Watson Chapel, knotted up at 24. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mount Sonoma and Watson Chapel are tied at 24. Looking at the scoring center for both teams, Mount Sonoma already with one player in double figures. That is Kate Gilbert with 13 points, 7 for Addison Yates, and 4 for Anna Grace Foreman. Watson Chapel, they've got 9 points from Dakira Kentle all in the first quarter. 3 each for Zamari Boyce, Takira Mayweather, and Amaya Trotter. Denasia Massey. 2 points each for Maya Trotter, Kiara Ginger, and for Taylor Whitted. This game's had 4 lead changes and 2 ties. Watson Chapel with 8 turnovers and Mountain Home with 5. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll get the second half started in just a moment. Mountain Home and Watson Chapel tied at 24. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
You or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-390-9528. That's 800-390-9528. By calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. The help you need could be one call away. 800-390-9528. Make the free call now. 800-390-9528. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.